penalties? You talked about it last week. You said they thought there were good calls as opposed to maybe emphasis on certain preseason type thing. What do you expect, or how do you make your adjustments heading into the season, knowing what the emphasis may be, if it carries over?
I think it's going to be one of those things to see.
You know, I really do. I mean, you know, we're coaching our guys to, you know, do things the right way, I mean, we're constantly doing that. We really started out, I thought, you know, the first three games we were outstanding. You know, I mean, we really were, emphasis or not. You know, and in these last two games, you know, it wasn't as – I mean, we were sloppy. I mean, that's what we were. So – but I think overall, you know, what's going on, it'll be interesting to see how it goes, because, you know, you keep downs going, you know, third and six tonight, hey, you know, there's a penalty and here goes another down, and they wind up going ahead and you get 3 points out of it. So, you know, you got to be careful. I mean, see, I know those guys do the best job they can, but, you know, at the end of the day, you want to leave it on the field and not, like they always say, you want to walk off that field and know that the officials weren't even there.
Doug, for obvious reasons, the Sammy Watkins injury is going to be a focal point for a lot of people.
Yep.
Can you explain your thought process as to the risk versus rewards of playing the starters that long?
Sure. You know, it was one, my goal was, and I said in the beginning of the week, that I wanted those guys to play together. You know, and then it happened that, you know, Chris wasn't available for us. He wasn't cleared. And then really I wanted to get, you know, one of the big, like you said, one of the big questions is, you know, the quarterback with Sammy. You know, they haven't played a lot in games. You know, they've played quite a bit in practice, but I think it's different in games. So once the trainers cleared him to play, I was excited about it because he hasn't really played now since the first quarter of Pittsburgh. And he really didn't play a lot, you know, before that because we were planning on playing him a lot in the Tampa game. So, you know, he really hasn't played that much. And, you know, I always get concerned when people come out. I think, you know, especially when you're a rookie, you've got to play. You just don't want to throw him in there during the season. You know, so, you know, we're behind on that.
With the ribs, I mean, is that something they like it?
I think I did a good job explaining it the last time, you know, about ribs. And I really do. I mean, so, you know, I'll stick to that thing. You never know. You know, x-rays, tests, things like that. Shows up one day, doesn't show up the next day. Could be out, could be in. Depends on the player. Could be a week, could be 4 to 6 weeks. Could be long. I'm not getting involved in that stuff. That's why he's the designee of injury, so I can concentrate on answering all your questions about, you know, the other things. The injury stuff is too hard for me.
Penalties again. One more question on that.
Sure.
What's the level of concern with that heading into the regular season versus the unknown of what, you know, that, you know, maybe these things will.
Yeah, I would say the first three games I had zero concern. You know, and we have officials that practice every day, and we're throwing it and constantly scoring our players. The last two games, I would say, yes, that would put out a concern. And it's just like I talked to the team after the game, you know, in addressing what we need to do, you know, turnovers. You know, you look at it, it's very simple again. You know, the games that we haven't won, we've lost a turnover battle. I mean, that's as simple as you can get. You know, we can't do that. We can't overcome those things. You know, penalties, field position, things like that. That's how we're going to have to play, you know, to win. I mean, I think everyone can see that, and that's what we have to do.
How have you been doing in practice?
Practices have been, you know, there's points where there's been some good things, you know, and, you know, you get excited, and then you come out here, and it's not carrying over, you know, what you want to see. Now, part of that is, you know, the rhythm and the game, you know, the game and the way we want to play the game. You know, but again, at the same time, you know, coming off the Pittsburgh practices, which I thought were our best practices, we were going, you know, and then we didn't play as well in that game as we wanted to. And then the Tampa game, you know, leads us to now. Now we haven't really put a lot in, you know, as far as trying to game plan and everything like that. So I don't know how, you know, I hate to lean on that as an excuse, you know what I'm saying, for that, but we've really showed, absolutely, nothing. We really have. You know, from what we're going to do. So, you know, we try to keep that stuff that can give us an advantage, you know, for the season. And now that's, it's no holds barred now. You know, now everyone will be in. Everyone will be playing. It will be game plan in every situation. And, you know, expecting the production from, you know, the coaches and the players.